Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How could I help you?
Yes, I got a charge on my card for $56.95, and I don't know what that is for.
Okay, ma'am, I can definitely take a look at it for you. May I have your zip code?
92397. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to customer support.
I know. What's your name?
My name is Jemiah.
Jemiah.
What was the zip code again, ma'am?
92397.
And the first and last name?
Gail Valenti. I think I put under Gail Valenti. Yes, I did. Gail Valenti.
Okay, and can I get you to verify your address for security purposes?
PO 26721 Swallow Hill, 1203 Wrightwood, California. 92397.
All right, give me just a moment. Let me just take a look. Okay, ma'am, give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So when I take a look at the account, it shows that on, let's see here, on the 17th of February, you paid $7.95 for the pulse oximeter.
Yeah.
That was a free gift. What it explained in the terms and conditions, by accepting the free gift, the gift was going to be free to you, but it was going to enroll you in the discount store, which is like a gadget store, and they send you a $125 gift card every month for you to use in the discount store, and you're charged $56.95 monthly.
I didn't see anything that said that.
Did you see the terms and conditions for it?
I don't remember seeing any of that. I don't remember. You're going to have to cancel me, and you can take back your oxygen thing.
So I would have to see what
I don't want to enroll in that. I don't want to enroll in that at all.
And I definitely understand. I would still have to take a look and see what options are available for you, if you can give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm still here. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, so when I take a look at the account, I have gotten it canceled for you. It's letting me offer you a 35% refund on the charges because they state the charges.
35% refund? No, I want all my refund. I want all of that $56 back.
And that's what it's showing that.
$7.95, but because I authorized that, but I did not see, and I would have never signed up for anything that cost me $56.95 a month for, because I wouldn't use it. I know I wouldn't use it. I would not have ever signed up for that. So $7.95, I okayed that one, but not the other. And you can keep your oxygen thing. I don't care. But that $56, I want all of it back, not 35% of it back. You gotta be kidding.
Well, it shows that it's already been shipped to you. That product has already been shipped out.
Okay.
And we don't just due to health and safety. Well, ma'am. Okay, so in order for me to assist you, you're going to have to let me speak some.
Okay.
Because we're not going to get any resolution to the account.
Well, then I guess I need to talk to a supervisor.
When it comes to this call center, we all fought. This is a third-party customer support. This isn't the company, like the actual company.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's
call
the number
center
for the actual company?
I don't have that number because all of their calls are routed to us. We're third-party customer support that supports their services.
Well, let me have your supervisor. That would be fine.
And that's what I'm explaining to you, ma'am. In this call center here, we all follow the same guidelines in this call center.
I know.
So if there's something that can be done,
supervisor.
And that's what I'm informing you. I don't have anyone for you to speak with.
Let me have your supervisor.
Ma'am,
there has to be a supervisor.
I just informed you.
No, there has to be a supervisor someplace there.
And I just informed you that this is a third-party customer support service. So if there's anything that can be done to your account, I will be able to do it if you would just allow me to assist you.
Okay.
But I can't overspeak you when I'm trying to explain, and then we're kind of over-talking each other. So that's why I'm explaining. You're going to have to allow me to assist you with the account.
Okay. You get me my $56.95 back, that's fine.
And I will see what other options are available for you if you can give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So when I go in to put the refund in, the highest that it's allowing me to put in is 50% of the refund.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not acceptable.
It won't let. So that's the most that we can do. If you want to contact your bank regarding the charge, then you can do so. They will contact us to verify if the charge is a valid charge or not. But that's the most that we can do at this time.
Like I said, let me have a supervisor.
And I explained to you, ma'am, that there was no one for you to speak to. We all follow the same guidelines in this office.
You don't report to somebody? You don't report to somebody?
There was no, ma'am. You can contact your bank at this time. If it's nothing else that I can do for you, if you don't want to accept that refund, then you can contact your bank regarding the charge, and they will let you know what they can do to assist you further.
You have a supervisor. I want the supervisor.
Ma'am, I just gave you the information.
It doesn't matter. I want a supervisor. So you refusing to let me talk to a supervisor? Is that what you're doing, Jemiah? You're refusing to let me talk to a supervisor?
Okay, ma'am. Was there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I want to talk to a supervisor. That's it.
Okay, well, if you
want
to speak
to
someone else other than me, you can call back and speak with someone else. But I don't have anyone to transfer you to, ma'am.
You don't report to anybody. You're
ma'am,
there,
you have I have answered you three
times. Jemiah, you are lying to me if you don't report to somebody. You're lying to me. Because you have to be reporting to somebody. If you're sitting here on a call center answering these calls, there's somebody in charge.
Okay, ma'am. Well, if you want to speak with someone else, I can transfer you to someone else. Give me just a moment.